Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and alohas. This is it. This is the day that we have been waiting for right about a year. Day number one of the 2018 edition here on the Bobby Mack Show for the Children's Hospital Radiothon. This is one of the high watermarks of us for the year because we have so much fun, for one thing, and because thanks to you, we're able to do so much good. We'll be telling you all about what we will be shopping for and trying to contribute to the welfare of the children, the patients, the hospitals, the doctors, and the nurses through the course of the preceding hour. First of all, let me give you the phone number to use to become a miracle maker and help us help the kids here at GHS Children's Hospital. The number is toll-free, of course. It's 1-877-719-5437. That is our Sky Zone phone line. You can call that number to become a miracle maker. By that we mean you agree to give us a contribution of $15 a month, which is only 50 cents a day, or whatever one-time donation you feel is suitable for your situation. And it doesn't matter. We've had donations all the way from $1 to, I think, the very first year of the Radiothon, we had a one-time donation of $50,000 as well. You don't have to contribute the entire $50,000, but hey, look, if we get 50,000 people and we do it even a dollar at a time, it all adds up. 877-719-5437, or you can also make a donation by texting GHS, which of course is short for Greenville Hospital System, GHS to 51555. Okay, text GHS to 51555 or call toll-free 877-719-5437. It's amazing how time flies. It seems like just yesterday when we were doing the very first Radiothon, and it has grown exponentially until we have reached this year. It is our 11th annual Radiothon, and our goal this year is to end up going over $3 million in total donations, and I have confidence that we'll be able to get there. You know, when we begin Radiothon, it always gives me pause to think about what it is we're doing here, and it's not about me, it's not about the radio station. It really the whole purpose of the 4 hours of today's broadcast and the 4 hours that we'll do tomorrow on Friday is all about you, because of the generosity, the warm hearts, and the outreach that people here in the upstate have had in support of Radiothon over the years. That's why this year we are approaching the $3 million mark. It, of course, all goes, every penny that you give stays right here in the upstate and goes to benefit this hospital, the doctors, the nurses, the patients, and most importantly, the children. They don't want to be here. Their parents would certainly prefer that they not be here. They would much rather have them home and healthy and happy with them. But the fact remains, there are children that do have events come into their lives that require the treatment of Children's Hospital. And this is where you come in, because there are so many things in the budgetary process in something as big as a hospital. And in fact, coming up in the next couple of minutes here, we're going to be talking with a guy who is in overall charge of overseeing all the operations at Children's Hospital. It's Dr. George Haddad. He's going to join me in just a couple of minutes. But in the process of coordinating everything that happens in the budgetary process, which is kind of dry, there are things that typically are left out. There are things that we you know, as parents of these kids, would consider necessities. And yet, when you're trying to float it in a budget proposal, or you're trying to get it to pass muster with an insurance program, you know what dealing with insurance companies can be like, and a lot of times they will reject things and they'll say, well, that's not a medical necessity. Well, there are things that may not be a medical necessity, and we'll talk about a number of them over the course of today and tomorrow, but they are certainly necessities as far as the parents are concerned and as far as the children are concerned. There are many medical devices that, believe it or not, the insurance company says, no, we're not going to sign off on that. Things that are for the convenience of the parents, because you can imagine how stressful the situation may be. If you've ever had your child be in the hospital, you know just how stressful it is. And the parents obviously want to be as close to their youngsters as they can while they're in the hospital. That's why they have things like the sleep beds that are in the rooms for the parents, so they can be right there with them, directly in touch with them. Again, the number is 877-719-5437. Now, let me mention, we try and set a benchmark each hour here on the program. We try and set a target and try and reach it. And I have every confidence that with your help, we'll be able to do that between now and 4 o'clock. We are looking for 30 miracle makers. And this hour is a special hour because it's what we refer to as a power hour. We get sponsors who agree to match dollar for dollar every dollar that you contribute during this power hour. And this hour, it's our friends at Green Hill Pharmacy, very generous folks, and they have agreed to match dollar for dollar every buck that we raise between now and 4 o'clock this afternoon. So that's why we want you to become a miracle maker between now and 4 o'clock, because when you do, agree to give us $15 a month or whatever your one-time donation may be, whether it's a dollar or $50,000, Green Hill Pharmacy is going to be matching your contribution dollar for dollar. So essentially, we're doubling our money and doubling our fund. Again, as I mentioned, every dollar that is raised in Radiothon stays local and is used to help local kids. And during this power hour, when all the monies are matched by Green Hill Pharmacy, this is a great opportunity for you to essentially double the contribution that you are making. Here's that toll-free number again. It's 1-877-719-5437. Or you can make a contribution by texting GHS to 51555. And every dollar that you contribute goes to all of the miraculous things that happen here at Children's Hospital. We had an opportunity earlier this week to come out on Monday and do a tour of Children's Hospital. I had done one maybe 4 or 5 years ago, but it never hurts to refresh your memory and to see all of the young faces that are here in Children's Hospital. And to meet some of the parents and have them tell you their firsthand stories of how Children's Hospital has helped their child through whatever medical struggle it is they may have. There's some amazing stories. And in fact, as we do each year during Radiothon, we've put some of them together into musical montages so we can share with you some of the stories of these parents. When we come right back, I'm going to be talking to Dr. George Haddad, who is the big cheese. He's the top dog, the big kahuna. I don't think that's probably not his official title. We'll find out what his official title is when we come. I know it, but I'm going to let him tell you. 877-719-5437. It's only $15 a month to become a miracle maker, and in this hour, you double the contribution since it's a power hour, and every dollar is matched by Green Hill Pharmacy. Be right back here on the Bobby Mack Show at the 11th annual. It's the 2018 edition GHS Children's Hospital Radiothon here on WORD. Howdy, welcome back. Great to have you along. It is the 11th annual Radiothon. I'm here in the lobby of GHS Hospital. It is our Children's Hospital Radiothon that we've been doing now for 11 years in a row. Before I proceed any further, let me repeat the keyword for you this hour in the $1,000 bankroll contest. It is variety, V-A-R-I-E-T-Y. Text that to 72881, which is the contest text line number. We started out this hour looking for 30 miracle makers. That is 30 individuals who agree to make a contribution of $15 a month, just 50 cents a day, or whatever one-time donation you feel comfortable making. And in a power hour, which we have going right now with our friends from Green Hill Pharmacy, every dollar that you contribute is matched dollar for dollar by Green Hill Pharmacy. So essentially, you're giving us an opportunity with the cooperation of our sponsor, of course, to be able to double everybody's contribution. Four contributions is where we are right now. So we need 26 more in the next 40 minutes, and I have every confidence we can get there. Thanks to Sandra Arthur for her one-time contribution of $50. Cindy Hayward has become a miracle maker for $15 a month. Sean Johnson from Pelzer gave us a one-time contribution of $25, and we greatly appreciate all of those. I mentioned before we went to the break, oh, and by the way, if you'd like to call this afternoon, we are still taking calls. You know the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. And I do have the text line up out here at the hospital as well. 71307 is the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. I mentioned I'm joined by Dr. George Haddad, who is it Vice President of Administration or Operations? Or I gave you a bunch of highfalutin titles earlier. What's the real thing, Doc? Yep.
Well, so we call it Vice Chair of Operations.
Let me speak to me one more time there.
So we call it the Vice Chair of Operations
there
for the
go.
Children's Hospital.
Yeah, I accidentally had the wrong mic turned up there. Vice President of Operations.
Right.
When you were in med school way back in the day,
yeah.
did you foresee yourself in the position that you're in now?
You know, I didn't. It was just a natural fit. It's something that I enjoyed doing in my own practice.
Mm-hmm.
And then the chairman of the Children's Hospital a few years back gave me an opportunity to try it in a few other practices. And then it just kind of blossomed into pretty much 80% of my job is administrative.
Right.
And about 20% still seeing patients each
wow.
day.
Wow. Yeah. Like Topsy, it grew, right?
There you go. There you go. In the
course of your day-to-day activities, and this week, must be an absolute, I mean, it's a joy because, of course, we're raising money for the most worthwhile possible cause
sure.
there is to help sick children. But at the same time, it's got to be a nightmare for you, doesn't it? Because you're trying to do clinical stuff at the same time.
Yeah.
What's it like?
Well, it's been a whirlwind this week.
I
but
bet.
It's been, like, as you said, a complete joy. Having you guys here at the Children's Hospital has been great. It always brings a vibe to the hospital.
Yeah.
A lot of activity. Everybody's really pitching in. Everybody wants to do the most they can for
yeah.
the kids. So it's been a great week.
And kids and dogs everywhere.
Yes, there are.
Which is great. I've had four golden retrievers, and I know that the therapy dogs that you guys have here, and that's a whole nother story that we're going to spend some
sure.
time on later.
Sure.
But they attract a crowd of their own, don't they?
They do, and they're a lot of fun. And as you just said, therapy dogs, I've been corrected by our team.
Right.
They're called facility dogs.
Oh, okay.
Which apparently there's a different level of training.
Gotcha.
For facility dogs versus therapy dogs. So, but we have four of those at the Children's Hospital. And the Children's Hospital has bought the dogs as well as care for them. And they all have sponsors now. They all have trainers, and they live with employees. One of our physicians, actually, Dr. Arun Singh, has now adopted one of the dogs. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's great. There was a feature that I saw on television a while back of the facility that trains them.
Yes.
Down in Georgia. These facility dogs, because of the level of training they undergo, because they have to deal with children from very small children up to teenagers here in
Correct.
Children's Hospital, they undergo a level of training that's pretty intensive.
It's very intensive, and what's amazing to see is when the vest goes on the dog,
right,
the dog totally changes and goes into their role.
Right.
You take the vest off, and they're just like any other dog that we all have and sometimes have trouble keeping track of.
Yeah, they know when the vest goes on, it's time to go to work.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
They understand that. And it means so much, I know, to you, when we did our tour the other day of the hospital, and one of the dogs, King, was along with us. You can just see the children's faces. The same way the dog's personality will change when they go to work, the children, even if they're not feeling good, even if they're having a day where they're having a treatment and it's not the best day for them, somehow it still does lift their spirits and brighten their day.
It's changed the whole tone within the hospital, not even just with the kids, the nurses, the physicians, administrators like myself. When they come in the administrative suite, it's amazing for all of us to see the dogs, but it's been an amazing program. It's one of the programs that's sponsored by or is funded by the Radiothon.
Absolutely.
We were really lucky to get into this program a few years back, but that's what these dollars do.
Yeah, and I mentioned because of the intense training that these dogs have to undergo, this facility in Georgia that provides them, they take the dogs from birth and train them until they are 2 years old. Mm-hmm. So by the time they get here, they completely understand what their role is to be.
Correct.
But everything comes at a cost, and the cost of training these dogs, raising them, training them, getting them to the level of expertise where they can actually come here and interact with the children and the patients and the parents is $25,000.
Correct. Each dog, and we have four.
Right.
And the funds from this Radiothon directly funded that program.
And in fact, I'm told that they actually could stand to have two more.
It's our goal.
Yeah.
What we'd like to have.
Right.
We have people ready to take them on and adopt them so they can go live with them during, at home.
Right.
And then be here during the day.
The course of your experience here, for people that have never experienced GHS Children's Hospital, they see the facility, they see the physical building, but they have no idea of what goes on inside. And having been just with my association with the hospital over these 11 years, it's truly amazing to see what happens inside these walls.
Well, and we call ourselves a children's hospital within a hospital.
Right.
So we're not a standalone building. Our administration is part of the bigger administration.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always that natural rub between the adult side of medicine and pediatric medicine. It's completely different.
Yes, they are. Totally different worlds.
And raising money for us is probably the only way we get things to separate us from other community hospitals.
Right.
We truly believe in child life therapy. For every child on our floor, we have specifically trained therapists to help reduce anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
We have classrooms on the floors of our hospital, so the kids who are here undergoing treatments for a month, 2 months at a time, they don't lose track of school, if possible.
Right, and don't get held back as a result.
Right, we have a full-time teacher who's employed.
Right.
A lot of that salary is by the dollars that we raise in the
mm-hmm.
community. And then just other really amazingly, just the technology we have has been pretty amazing to implement, just to make us different.
Yeah.
We have cameras in our neonatal intensive care unit. Some of those babies are here 4 months. When the parents are at home, they can log in on their phone and they can watch their baby.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff. We have an ambulance that's specifically just for transportation of children.
Two, in fact.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just an amazing thing to be part of a children's hospital that has staff dedicated to kids,
mm-hmm.
has equipment dedicated to kids. And we cannot do that on a normal operating budget of a hospital.
Right. Even the pharmacy, people don't stop and think about things like this. But obviously, a child's dosage of a medication has to be substantially different than that of an adult.
Well, and what we found specifically with pharmacy is we were in the middle of the night. We were waiting on the pharmacy to figure out how to calculate.
Oh, boy.
Dosages for kids.
Sure.
It's different. It's based on weight.
Right.
And over time, we decided we have to have our own pharmacy. And it has been the best thing we've done for the care of kids, but also things get done correctly.
Yeah. Right. And it's truly amazing to see what happens. You continue to keep the miracles coming here at Children's Hospital with your contributions, becoming a miracle maker, just $15 a month. It's only 50 cents a day, or whatever one-time donation you feel comfortable in giving. All you need to do is call 877-719-5437 and just tell the operator when they answer, I want to become a miracle maker. And in this hour of the program, we will double your contribution because Green Hill Pharmacy is sponsoring a power hour during this hour. Dr. George Haddad, always a pleasure to see you, sir.
Thank you very much
for everything you do. I know that you, like myself, are constantly amazed at the courage of the children that come in here on a daily basis.
And I would encourage anyone just to come to the hospital right now. We've got a lot of families and their children
who are here. Yep.
And these are kids who are living Children's Hospital right now.
Right.
They're going through treatments. They're going through some pretty tough times. And it's just a great atmosphere right now. If anyone wants to come down today or tomorrow, you know, it'd be a lot of fun and you can help.
Yeah, and you can meet some of these parents and the youngsters themselves and see exactly where your dollars are going.
Absolutely.
Dr. George Haddad, thanks very much for everything you do.
Thank you.
And thanks for welcoming us in here for Radiothon again this year. It's something we look forward to every year.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. My pleasure.
It. Okay.
We'll take a quick break here and then we'll be right back on the other side of the news. 3:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. It's GHS Children's Hospital Radiothon 2018, 877-719-5437. Let's get the phones ringing. Become a miracle maker. Agree to give $15 a month. And during this hour, matched by Green Hill Pharmacy. So we'll double your contribution. Be right back. Well, you guys do it to me each and every year, and you got me here 37 minutes into the 11th annual GHS Children's Hospital Radiothon. What you've done to me is you make me lean back in the chair and go, wow. Just wow. Look at some of these folks that already have generously become miracle makers and more. What is a miracle maker, by the way? Miracle maker is a monthly donor. That's somebody who agrees to give us a donation of just $15 per month or more if you like doing that, or whatever one-time donation you feel like making. And that turns out to be a combined annual gift of $180 if you are figuring it up over the course of the year. This hour, our friends at Green Hill Pharmacy are matching dollar for dollar every miracle maker that we can get. Now, we have 10. We need 20 more between now and 4 o'clock this afternoon. Listen to this. David Pepper from here in Greenville gave us a one-time contribution of $100. Thank you, David. Very generous. We appreciate that. Bill Heineman from Lyman gave us a one-time contribution of $200. Wow. See what I mean? Sandra Arthur from Fletcher gave us a one-time contribution of $50. Thank you so much. Sean Johnson from Pelzer, a one-time contribution of $25. Thank you. Cindy Hayward from 96 became a miracle maker, $15 a month, which doubles now to $30, thanks to our friends at Green Hill Pharmacy. Kimberly Roper from Chesney gave us a one-time donation of $50, and Carol Jenkins from My Stomping Grounds of Taylors has just given us a one-time contribution of $500. Again, wow. John Chapman, $20. Justin Valentine from Simpsonville, a $50 contribution. Randall Sism from Simpsonville, $250 one-time contribution. You guys... I guess I shouldn't express surprise at this point, this being the 11th year that we've done that, because I often have pointed out that, in my estimation, Americans are the most generous people on the face of the planet, and the people in the upstate of South Carolina are the most generous of Americans, which is why When we wrap this thing up tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, I fully expect that we will top out at the over $3 million mark during the 11 years of Radiothon. Here's the number again, the number you need to dial to become a miracle maker and in this power hour with our friends from Green Hill Pharmacy, double your $15 a month. That becomes $30 a month. 877-719-5437. That's 877-719-5437. And you can also make a contribution via text message as well, just by texting GHS to the number 51555. That's GHS to 51555. Okay. I mentioned we get to meet so many of the people, so many of the parents and the youngsters who are here at GHS Children's Hospital during the course of the year leading up to Radiothon, and of course while it's actually on. One of those that we want to share with you today in one of our musical montages that our production staff put together is Leslie Esteban. Lives in Greenville. Her son, Sam, was born. When he was born, he had his first surgery when he was only 11 hours old. Sam is now 15. He was born with spina bifida. He has had a grand total of, count all these up, 53 surgeries throughout his young lifetime. His longest inpatient hospital visit here at GHS Children's Hospital was 101 days, more than 3 months, where he had a total of 8 surgeries during that time. He has weekly blood tests done at his home and regular appointments here at GHS Children's. And despite the fact that Sam is permanently in a wheelchair that has far from stopped Sam, his love and his joy is infectious.
My name is Leslie Esteban. I'm from Greenville, South Carolina. My son, Samuel Esteban, is a patient at GHS Children's Hospital. He is 15 years old and his diagnosis is spina bifida and hydrocephalus. When Samuel was born, he had his first surgery when he was 11 hours old to realign his spinal cord. At 5 days old, he had a shunt installed because he had too much fluid on his brain. He is probably inpatient almost every month to every other month, and when we're not inpatient, we're doing outpatient procedures or follow-ups with the doctors at their clinics outpatient. In 2011, we spent 101 days in the hospital, and Samuel had 8 surgeries during that period while we were there. Samuel has had 53 surgeries total in his lifetime. They have become more complicated as he's gotten older. The first surgeries were just to realign his spine and to deal with the hydrocephalus, and you know, others were minor things, herniated umbilical cords and club feet and things that go along with having spina bifida. At this point in Samuel's life, doctors all want to be there, and they all have expressed their concerns of whenever the next surgery happens, what could possibly be. And they all love him so much that they don't want to be that doctor that has to come to me and say that he's gone, because at some point it will happen. Because there's, at this point, there's nothing else that we can do except for take care of him and do all the procedures that we do on a daily basis. I mean, I pretty much run a hospital out of his bedroom, and I have nurses from the hospital who come to do the different outpatient procedures that they have to do to support the doctors at the hospital. But when we do go there, it's such a hard experience being away from my other two children, my husband, and our normal life at home, but they make it home for us when we're not there. I was nervous. I was nervous to establish those new relationships with the team of doctors and, you know, with his complexity of issues. Are they going to be able to have the latest and greatest of technology? And they absolutely do. And with it being a teaching hospital and the nurses are learning, the new residents are learning, it's really a fabulous place to be, and we're lucky to be here. I'm Leslie Esteban. I'm from Greenville. I want to thank Children's Hospital of Greenville Health System and all of the doctors and nurses and all of the support staff at the hospital for loving my son, Samuel, and our family.
I would like to give thanks for all my doctors and nurses who love me. Thank you very much. I love you so much. Thank you, G.A.D.S., and may the Force be with you.
This miracle moment was powered by City Arsenal, proud sponsor of the GHS Children's Hospital Radiothon. Call the Sky Zone Greenville hotline to donate now at 877-719-KIDS. That's 877-719-5437.
Here's something I bet you didn't know.
Every year, the Children's Hospital uses 81,000 diapers. We really need your help.
This Children's Hospital of Greenville Health System fact is brought to you by Reeves Construction.
You're listening to the Children's Hospital Radio Fund.
Thank you.
On 106.3 WORD.
Sam cracks me up. You know, it's amazing the courage these kids display. No matter what life throws at them, they take it and they come right back. And they are absolutely unstoppable. You talk about inspirational. It's truly incredible. 877-719-5437. Become a miracle maker in this hour because our friends at Greenville Green Hill Pharmacy are matching dollar for dollar during this power hour. Your contributions, whatever they may be, whether it's becoming a miracle maker for $15 a month or whatever one-time donation you may make. Got to take a quick break here, and then we'll be right back with more from GHS Children's Hospital, the Bobby Mack Show here on WORD. I am in the business of searching for miracle makers, and I am targeting YOU. Yeah, miracle makers. A miracle maker is somebody who gives $15 a month to GHS Children's Hospital. What if I told you if you gave $15 a month, agreed to do that between now and 9 minutes from now at 4 o'clock, your $15 would become $30? Doesn't that sound like a pretty good deal where you can double the amount of your contribution? That's exactly what's happening. Here is the number, 877-719-5437, or text your contribution to GHS at 51555. Now, I mentioned our friends at Green Hill Pharmacy providing the power hour for this hour. We love these things because every dollar that you give becomes two. And Devin, one of our sales mavens, is joining me here at our broadcast location to tell us a little bit about Tommy and these wonderful folks at Green Hill Pharmacy that make this hour possible. How you doing, kiddo?
I'm good. I'm pretty impressed that I'm a maven.
Yeah, you are.
I've been given that title.
Yeah,
before.
Didn't even realize that, did you?
No.
Your official title is?
I am the general sales manager of Intercom, so I am a little more boring and behind the scenes, and no one knows me like the famous Bobby Mack. But
you are the generous sales mangler.
That's me. Yeah. I'm definitely a sales mangler, but you probably are, you know, I am well known around these walls for being the Radiothon ambassador for Intercom, so
exactly.
This is sort of my baby.
Yeah.
Has been for a while now.
Yeah, so. this is a special time in all our lives when Radiothon rolls around, not only because we get to see all the parents again and all the youngsters again and all the doctors and all the nurses. We also get to pet the golden retrievers.
The best.
And yeah, yeah, how can you possibly go wrong? And thanks to the generous contribution, because look, I have now been in broadcasting for 56 years. And one of the things that I learned early on, one of my bosses explained to me in the early days, he said, let me tell you something, kid, in this business, nothing happens until somebody sells something.
This is 100% right. We're the ones that keep the lights on. But yep. I mean, I'll be honest with you. We love selling. I mean, my entire department, they're really great at what they do. You're very easy to sell. You
well,
and Vince
you.
And Tara and Rush, of course. I mean, yep. Everyone really is easy. But I think for us, overall, Radiothon, hands down, our easiest
yeah.
sale.
Sells itself.
It's personal.
Right.
100%.
Yeah.
And I really don't think that it's more personal for any of our sponsors like it is for Tommy and his team over at Green Hill Pharmacy. He's been
right.
our presenting sponsor. This is his third time.
Wow.
And, you know, what's really cool about Tommy and his family and his business is that they are a small local business right there in the Five Forks area in Simpsonville.
Right.
What's fantastic is that he every year sponsors this because not only is it personal for him as a father of four girls, but the fact that they're an actual compounding pharmacy.
Right.
So they do retail. But the reason why compounding is so important is that a lot of his customers are the patients here.
Sure.
So, you know, he's able to do different dosages and things that really help pediatric patients.
Right.
They also deliver, which is fantastic. You know, we were just talking about Sam. Sam Esteban is fantastic.
Yep.
And, you know, it's pretty difficult sometimes for his mom Leslie to get him around.
Sure.
So how fantastic is it that she can call Green Hill, they can actually send the medicine to their home, and it's one less thing for her to have to stress about.
And they know it's right because they do it all the time.
100%.
I was talking with Dr. Haddad earlier in the hour, and one of the things that I mentioned was the pharmacy that they have here for the children, because
people
don't stop and think about that, but obviously adult dosages are substantially different than they are for these kids.
Completely different. And the entire team that does the pharmaceuticals here on site at the hospital, that's all they're trained in, is pediatric pharmaceuticals. So, I mean, that's crucial, it's important, and they work very closely with folks like Green Hill Pharmacy. Once they leave the campus here, they have to continue that care once they're home.
Sure they do.
So Green Hill offers a great service to them for that.
It's amazing to see the way everything comes together here during Radiothon. It's always a treat for us, and I know, as you mentioned, Devin, it's easy. I mean, you know, you approach a sponsor and you say, look, we'd like you to help us to be able to help the youngsters at Children's Hospital. That's going to be difficult to say no to for anyone.
It's very, very difficult. You know, so Tommy's a great example with Green Hill Pharmacy, Mills over at Carolina Fresh Farms.
Right.
Every year he's a sponsor of our event, and those guys are awesome to work with. Ingles is another great example. Rewa, who signed up last year for the first time, they're back for a second year.
Right.
And so those are just some, you know, a few examples. We have a ton of sponsors that return year after year. Basically, next Monday, we'll go right back to them and say, are you in for 2019? And it's absolutely.
Right.
No question.
Yeah, and it's great because the joy that we take away from Radiothon, from seeing, and I mentioned at the beginning of this hour today, It's not about me and it's not about the radio station. It's about you folks who are on your end of the radio right now, because without you, none of this happens.
That's right. 100%. And we appreciate our listeners as much as we do our sponsors. You guys are fantastic. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. Amazing one-time contributions continue to pour in. Keep them coming. I will run them down when we come back in hour number two, and we'll go shopping for one of the much-needed items here at Children's Hospital in hour number two of the Radiothon here on WORD. Be right back.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.